أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise, the thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise and thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, we beg Him for His forgiveness, we believe in Him, and we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads to stray, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness to give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of him and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds and he will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen. And be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best guidance is that guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent through His Prophet Muhammad, His chosen one, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in His book,
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ
صلى الله عليه وسلم. And when it is said to them, do not make mischief on the earth. They say, we are only peacemakers. Or in another translation, we are only among those who set things straight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, by no means. Surely they are the ones who make mischief. وَلَا يَشْعُرُونَ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ But they don't feel that, or rather they don't realize it. They are unaware. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in His book, evil has appeared in the land and the sea because of what the hands of men have earned. that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may make them taste a part of what they have done, in order that they might return, meaning turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repent. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, bi-inna'llahi ta'ala, we wish to discuss the Muslim and the Mufsid. The Muslim and the Mufsid. The Muslim, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, is the one who has aslama. He has submitted to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, submitted to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has set things aright, has set the right guidance, has set the path, the way that the human being can be safe from this existence, from his fellow creatures, whether they be man or among the jinn or among the animals, to be safe from the adab, to be safe from the punishment in this life and in the life to come. The way to do this is to what? Submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will. That's the Muslim. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Ibrahim alayhi salam to name us. Those who submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he clearly was foremost in that, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose, and he as well, following in the footsteps of Ibrahim alayhi salam. That no matter what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala threw at Ibrahim alayhi salam, or even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they submitted to the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his will. So this is the criteria. This is the definition. The creed of the Muslim, we should all know, is La ilaha illallah. There is no God except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa Muhammad Rasulullah, and that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last prophet and the last messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what it means to be Muslim. We cannot come 1400 years later and change this definition. We cannot come in 1930 and change this definition. Nobody has that right to do so. And nobody has the right to claim this title unless they conform to this. That they believe in Allah and they believe in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the last prophet and the last messenger, period. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the Mufsid is the one who is engaged in fasad. He is the one who deals in mischief. Now, in case you don't know what we mean by mischief, let me be clear. That which is antithetical, that which is opposite, it is regressive, not progressive, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is against the individual human being and against the society. That it is not helpful, it is not healthy. A And one who engages in this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, is not loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Muslim is not the mufsid. The Muslim does not love mischief, because he knows Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love the mischievous and does not love the mischief makers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reminds us in his book, shall we treat those who believe and do righteous good deeds like they are mufsids on the earth, like they are mischief makers? Or shall we treat the muttaqun, those who take heed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as fujjar, criminals and disbelievers and wicked? Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reminds us in the Holy Quran, لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون. They are not the same. The companions of the fire and the companions of paradise, they are not the same. The companions of paradise are the winners. They are the successful. Why are they not the same? Because the actions of the people of paradise, the actions of the companions, ashabul jannah, they are not the same as the actions of ashabul nar, the companions of the fire. They don't do the same things. They don't hang with the same people. They don't have the same friends. They are not in the same business. They don't strive for the same goals. The companions of paradise understand that this situation is temporary, and they are preparing for what is permanent. So they aren't lured into becoming involved with those things that may cause permanent damage when they meet Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reminds us in his book, but seek after which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon you the home of the hereafter. Seek after with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon you the home of the hereafter. And don't forget your portion of legal enjoyment in the dunya, in this world. And do good as Allah has been good to you. And do not seek mischief in the land. Surely Allah does not love the mischief makers. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, does the shaitan invent good things? Is that his habit? The shaitan, he has an essence, he has a job, he has a mission. You wouldn't expect to get honey from flies. You know that you can only get honey from bees. You whip them, you beat them, all they're going to do, that's all they can do, make honey. And you can beat a fly to death, and it will never produce anything more than filth. So why, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that surely intoxicants and gambling are the monstrosities of shaitan, what good do we think we're going to find there? What exit are we going to pull out of our pocket before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
how do we think that we will be able to shade ourselves on the day of judgment if this is what we have trafficked in? There is no excuse. There is no fatwa. Will you be allowed to bring the fatwa from some person overseas to say, oh, every Muslim in America gets a pass? Really? Where did he bring that from? What corner did he go and pull this fatwa from? Giving you the pass to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I thought Islam was for the earth, all the worlds, everything under this dunya, everything under the sama at dunya, which we don't even know how to reach. All of the worlds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put under that strata called dunya. Whereas he said, we descended it to sama ad-dunya. What part of this creation that Allah SWT says, disobeyment zone? That you can go there and sin all you like. It's cool. Where? I don't see it in the hadith. I don't see it in the Holy Quran. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we don't get a pass. That's part of what comes with our declaration of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. We have stepped up to the plate to be a soldier against the mischief. Not to traffic in it, as Isa alayhi salam he said. That the dunya is a disease. And the scholar, the Muslim scholar, is the doctor. If you see the doctor trafficking in the disease, don't go to him for a cure. We, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, you, this ummah, is ummatun wasata. You are the balanced nation. Tanha al-fahsha'i wa munkar. You rebuke, you stand against that which is an enormity, a gross evil, and those despicable things. That is your job. That's what you have enlisted to do. And so we should find it shameful. Shameful. To be involved in something that Allah doesn't like. To be involved in those things which we feel embarrassed about. We should feel embarrassed about. See, that's where we want to get to the mufsid. And that's why we seek Allah's protection for being like that. The mufsid, la yash'urun. Na'udhu billah that you find yourself in this position. That someone comes into your shop and they say, ya akhi, ish hada, what is this? Jack Daniels and blunts. And that person look back at you like, so what? La yashuru. He don't see nothing wrong with it. You don't want to be that person. That's the mufsid. That's the one who, when they are reminded, it's as if they don't recognize the reminder. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the Muslim is not the mufsid. The Muslim does not traffic in those things that are detrimental to the individual or to society. If there is any question about it, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, what wavers in your breast, you should avoid it. If you got a question about it, leave it alone. Better to be safe than sorry. If it makes you doubt, do without. Period. So we have Muslims running around here. Oh no, you know, brother, what's about six cigarettes? Is that haram? If it makes you doubt, do without. Don't ask me. If it makes you doubt, do without. But if you need to know, is that your body? Did you give yourself the lungs? Did you go and stitch together the molecules and the atoms and then make them work? Do you have control over that? Can you go and just say, oh, I'll get another set because you can make them? No. Mashallah. Then what right do you have to use them in any other way than Allah has decided? Do we breathe smoke? Well, let's fill this place up with smoke and see how many of us can survive. Maybe that's because the lungs ain't made for that. Do you have a chance, high odds, that you may catch cancer from inhaling nicotine and cigarettes? Is that the possibility? Yes, but maybe you shouldn't be doing that. And maybe Allah may ask you, and what will you say? I don't have to ask or go into about alcohol. I shouldn't. I really shouldn't. We shouldn't have to discuss marijuana for non-medical use. Yeah, if you got cancer and that's what the doctor prescribed for you, that's between you and your doctor and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for any other purposes, just so that you can feel better, astaghfirullah al-azim wa atubu ilayh. You got a heart problem, you depressed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he asked, ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'in al-qulub. Does not the remembrance of Allah balance the hearts? Maybe you need to learn some dhikr, as opposed to looking for some joints. We shouldn't have to discuss these things, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that people are using as escapism to run away in their mind from the reality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts them there, because they don't want to submit. The Muslim is not the Muslim, the Mufsid. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as I remind myself, that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, I am worried that you will come to love the life of this world more than you love the life of the hereafter. And he reminded us that the destruction of my ummah will be due to two things: the hoarding of wealth and the abandoning of knowledge. If we don't know better, we can't do better. But in this day and age of information, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, ignorance is a choice. Again, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, ignorance is not innocence. Meaning, just because you don't know, you are not blameless. You are required to seek to know. You are required to arm yourself with knowledge so that you may protect yourself from the shaitan and his army. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you of what Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said when he was speaking to his people. Now this is after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And to show you how quickly things evolved, he said, you are living in an age when passions are harnessed, they're kept in check by knowledge. But soon there will come a time when passion will have priority over knowledge. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this country is in a panic. With every passing day, somewhere, someone shot somebody they shouldn't have. And if they aren't shooting our children with bullets, then they're trying to shoot their minds full of sex. Who's going to stand against it? You think Obama's speech down the street is going to help? Or is it our job? Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we cannot expect to make a change when we are suffering from the same diseases. And we're not doing anything about it within ourselves. And slowly but surely, the reminder is having less and less an effect upon our consciousness. That when we are reminded, it doesn't take hold. We don't realize the gravity of our own evil deeds. لا يشعرون. They don't feel it. It doesn't faze them. We don't question it, and thus we don't change. And again, as Allah SWT, He says, I don't change the condition of a people until they change the condition of themselves. May Allah SWT bless us to be amongst those who seek to better themselves. As Allah SWT encourages us to say after wudu, Allahumma, oh Allah, bless me to be amongst those who purify themselves. Oh Allah, bless me to be amongst those who turn to you in repentance. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم استغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, how do we protect ourselves from the shaitan and those who wish to make mischief? We do so by learning. We do so by increasing our knowledge. We do so by learning those surah which Almighty Allah SWT has revealed for protection. The reward of which, as Prophet Muhammad SAW said, is equivalent to one who has recited all of the books that Almighty Allah SWT has revealed. Which surahs are these? Let's take a brief moment to learn their history. As we know, the people of Mecca did everything they could to stop the spread of Al-Islam. And one day, they came to Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with a bargain. Look, they said, we will make you our king
on one condition.
1 year you worship our idols, or you allow us to worship our idols, and the following year everybody will worship Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Now, we know that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam rejected this proposal outright. And he suffered the ridicule of his people, specifically attacks from his uncles, Abu Lahab and Abu Jahl. And even Abu Lahab's wife was active in her slander and ridicule of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in distress, saying, "O Allah, how can I be safe from the ignorant? How can I be safe from what they say? How can I bear their behavior and their blasphemy of you, Ya Azim, the Almighty?" So Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him, "O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ وَمِنْ شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبَ وَمِنْ شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ." Say, "I seek refuge with the Lord of the daybreak from the evil of what He created, and from the evil of the darkness when it settles, and from the evil of the bewitchers who blow into knots, and from the evil of an envier when he envies." By this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "I will protect you from their evil. Whoever seeks refuge with me, I will grant him security. And by this, I grant you a cure and protection from their poison." After this, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, also with the revelation of Surah An-Nas,
قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ. These two surahs are known as, Sadaqallahu al-Azim, these two surahs are known as Al-Mu'adhatain.
Mu'adhatain meaning that they both start with A'udhu, meaning I seek refuge. So that means that both of them are the seekers of refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam often recited these both as a remedy for illnesses.
Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, if that was foreign to you, for whatever reason, you should know what I just recited were the last two surahs of the Holy Quran. The very last two surahs of the Holy Quran. They are very short, very easy to remember. If, for whatever reason, you are a brand new Muslim, or you've been a Muslim for the last 70 years, please learn these two surahs, inshallah, in Arabic. It won't take you very long. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, you should know that Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, may Allah be pleased with him, he was reported to have said that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the following ayah, saying, "Oh, you," or rather, "you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will not find any people who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the last day making friends with those who oppose Allah and His Messenger, even though they may be their fathers, their sons, or their brothers, or their kin. For such He has written faith in their hearts and strengthened them with a ruh from Him. And we will admit them into gardens under which rivers flow, to dwell therein forever. Allah is pleased with them, and they with Him. They are the party of Allah. Surely, it is the party of Allah that will be successful." This verse, you can find it in Surah Al-Mujadilah, chapter 58, verse 22. Now, Imam Ja'far, he continues. He said, when Iblis heard this being revealed, may Allah curse him, the peak of Thawr,
you should know this is a mountain
in the holy city of Mecca. And he cried out
as loud as he could to the shayateen. Once they gathered around him, they asked, "Why have you called upon us?" He said, "Tonight an ayah was revealed.
Who can handle her?" One of the largest demons stepped forth and he said, I can
handle her.
He said, "Sit down. You can't handle her." Another, just as strong, he said, "I can handle her." He said, "No, you can't." Until his son, Waswas al-Khannas, said, "I can handle her." "How?" the other shayateen asked. He said, "I will make them false promises and make their desires irresistible until they are up to their eyes in their sins. Once they're hooked on sinning, I will make them forget to repent."
And Iblis said, "Yep, you're qualified until the day of judgment."
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions this in his book.
He makes promises to them, ya'iduhum, and he arouses in them false desires. And shaitan promises nothing but illusions. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that's what he wants you to think. Allah blessed us to remind you, brother, you shouldn't be doing X, Y, or Z.
And he steps right in. "Oh, that, you done for. Ain't nothing, no hope for you."
You know it. We've all heard it.
"Oh, well, this is you. Maybe Allah know your heart. Maybe he'll just forgive you." And so you make no effort. You don't ask Allah for forgiveness. You don't learn how to make tawbah. You don't stop what you're doing. And then the ayah is proven against you. Until when death catches them and they say, "My Lord, bring me back. I will do better." No. It is but a word from their mouths. If they were brought back, they would do worse. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you,
as I remind myself, we have
the responsibility
to learn.
We have the responsibility to understand and know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
he says, "Qul ya ibadiya alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah."
O you who have transgressed against your own selves, you've done yourself wrong. Don't despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah forgives all sins. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. He is the most merciful forgiver. Ask. This is the main problem with the kafir. You realize this? They get before Allah and they are in a panic.
As they should be.
And the question goes out to him, "Did you ask for forgiveness?"
Not one day.
As the shaitan said, "I'll make them forget to repent."
So they never ask. And Allah went to Allah, he says, "Ujibu da'wati idha da'ana." I ask, I respond to the call of the caller when he calls upon me. They forget to call. Never pick up the phone. Then they get there like, "Hey, what you expect?" Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, how can we protect ourselves? We are in the land of fitna, for sure. And we're worried about our children, we're worried about our wives, we're worried about our mothers, our sisters, our brothers, our kith and kin. We have to learn. We must take the time, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, a few words. Bismillah, wa subhanallah, wa alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa allahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim, wa la munja min Allah illa ilayh, hasbi Allah wa ni'ma wakil, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa kafa billahi wakila, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad, kama salaita ala Sayyidina Ibrahim, wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim, wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad, kama باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, these words, this small dua, small, you can say it in less than 15 seconds. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, it contains that which the shayt will run from you. In another hadith, he says, the one who says it when he goes in the morning, he will be protected until the evening. The one who says it at the evening will be protected until the morning. And should he face death, he is guaranteed paradise. Should this not be on, then you should, when your baby starts, I did that, you should teach them this before they even know their own name. None of us should not have this in our breasts. It's the best insurance policy, period. Period. There's no set time when you can say it. Say it, getting out your car, getting in your car, getting out your house, coming in your house. When it wake up in the morning, go to sleep at night. Period. Why? Why would you leave yourself naked from it? Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we're the Muslims. It's our job. It's our job to stand against the tide of filth, the tide of neglect of good and morality. It's our job to stand against that, to at least be known that ain't them. I should never, ever have to explain what behavior someone finds in a Muslim. When they're learning about Islam and they come and say, well, I saw so-and-so selling such and such. Ain't he a Muslim? I should never have to defend that. I should never have to tell somebody, oh, well, you know, Islam is one thing, Muslims is something else. I should never have to say that. We have been given the best. We should act like it. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم استغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وتوفنا من المسلمين ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر.